John Lawrence, a reporter for Esquire magazine and National Public Radio, is with the 101st Airborne. Minutes ago, he spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
I'm at a camp called Thunder, which is in Kuwait, not far from the Iraqi border.
John, is your unit preparing to go into Iraq?
Well, I think that would be a good assumption. I'm with a helicopter battalion, the 7th Battalion of the 101st. These men and women fly Chinook helicopters to ferry combat troops in and out of battle, to carry equipment that the division needs when it's in combat, all kinds of things that a very maneuverable division like this one needs and does. So I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen, but this division is ready.
Of course, this is the division that suffered this fragging incident over the weekend in which a soldier died. What is happening with that?
Everyone in the division was shocked that one of its own soldiers would open fire on his own people. And a captain named Chris Seaford, who was 28 years old, was killed. As a result of this, new security measures have been installed in the area, in the brigade where I'm embedded with the 101st. Barbed wire has gone up around the command post, for example, as you would expect, because it was a command post that the sergeant suspected of doing it was open fire. The commanding general of the division, whose name is Major General David Petraeus, issued a statement saying, we're all pausing today to honor our fallen soldier. However, we know that he would want us to honor him also by continuing the mission on which we have embarked, and that is what we intend to do.
The 101st Airborne Division is a... Well, it's a very mobile division. It's famous for being in the thick of things, being where the battle's hottest. Where are they going now?
Where specifically they're going is something I can't tell you, but everyone here expects to go somewhere important where they're needed. The orders come down from on high, of course, and they're not made here. Everything in the battle or invasion of Iraq is extremely flexible. And it's very dependent on what happens to, for example, the 3rd Infantry Division in its moves, or what happens to the Marines or the British Marines, or other units that haven't even been identified yet that are engaged in combat in Iraq. So if you look at the big picture, which involves the successful military occupation of Iraq, the battles being fought yesterday and today will determine what movements of troops are taken tomorrow and next week. I can tell you one thing, that it is not, I think today is the fourth day of the war. It is not going to be a four-day war like the last time.
John Lawrence is a reporter for Esquire magazine and NPR. To review the war news, Iraq's leader Saddam Hussein has made a defiant appearance on state television. He's urging his troops to strike at the invaders, and he's promising them that victory is near. Shortly after that speech was broadcast, Baghdad came under the heaviest bombardment since Friday. U.S. Marines continue to battle for control of the town of An-Nasiriya in southern Iraq, where two key bridges cross the Euphrates River. 10 Marines were killed in that fighting. Iraq's television today showed footage of a U.S. Army helicopter guarded by Iraqi soldiers in a field south of Baghdad. And the first wounded U.S. soldiers arrived today at Ramstein Air Base in Germany.